Call the meeting to order. We're a little late. We're starting at 5:17. Approve the minutes of the February 6th and February 13th regular meeting. Second?
I'll second.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All right, resolution 17, authorize the chairman to execute a contract with CASA for 218. Move.
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Resolution 18, authorize the chairman to execute a contract with Mid-Hudson Arts for 2018 appropriations. Moved?
Moved.
Second?
I'll second.
Questions? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Can we do the next three, 19 to 20?
Next two?
Next two.
I'm moving.
Second?
Second.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Motion to group. Moved, right? Second?
Now we're on the resolutions.
On resolution 35, approving the execution of a contract in excess of 50 under the county.
I think we only moved to group. Now we have to vote on the resolutions.
Someone make a motion to 19 and 20? Second?
I'll second.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Resolution 35, approving the execution of a contract in excess of 50 under the county, Ulster County Economic Development Alliance, Inc., Department of Planning. Moved?
Moved.
Second?
I'll second.
Discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Resolution 64, confirming the appointment of Nancy Schmidt as Director of Probation. Moved?
I'll move it.
Second?
Second.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Resolution...
64 we just did?
Yeah.
Is Nancy here?
No, she's not here.
Shouldn't we, I mean, if we're, you know, we approve, right?
Yeah.
Shouldn't we be in her, shouldn't she be in here to...
That's a good point.
Interview? I think she should be in.
We usually do have people in.
It's not our appointment. I mean, it's our approval to approve the appointment of the county exec.
But we, did the committee meet?
You mean, put her name on a sheet, we all say yes, and we approved it. I'm saying, let's approve it, the same way they approve on other levels and other...
Did she come to law enforcement?
Yes, she did.
Did she?
Did she?
She was interviewed at the law enforcement public safety.
Okay. I mean, I actually was just happy that when I read her background, that to see that someone had moved up through the ranks and had worked in the department for a considerable amount of time.
I'd like to question her on a couple of different things. We have restorative justice, which is new. I always want to ask future department heads about their approach to the budget and overtime. I think that should be automatic. I'm actually looking into putting up a resolution that makes it mandatory that whatever committee these department heads are going to be approved by, they should be in person for discussion. We all have issues from time to time with access to department heads.
Joe, I don't think you have to go to the extreme of having a resolution. I think we asked...
That's all right. We'll talk about this for now, though.
The candidates usually go to the committee of original jurisdiction, and then accommodate the other legislator at the request. So, again, there has been no...
Right. It wasn't a request. We didn't ask him.
All right. Ken, can you tell her to come to next Ways and Means meeting, which will be next Tuesday?
Sure.
All right.
It'd be nice to meet her. I was very happy.
Ways and Means personnel, right?
Yeah. No, I was happy to see that.
All right. So we're going to hold this resolution. We're going to vote on it. What's the wish of the committee?
We can hold it till next week.
I'd like to hold it.
All right. Let's hold it. Make a motion, please. Hold it. Someone make a motion?
I'll make a motion.
Second?
I'll second.
All in favor, say aye. Resolution 72, increase the employee contributions to the cost of health insurance benefit for elected officials, management, non-union employees. Move?
I'll move it.
Second?
What number is it? 72?
72. Second?
Mr. Chairman, is there any way this, just on it for discussion, that, I mean, I can see if you want to change the health insurance for the elected officials, but the non-union management, the employees, let's look at that down the road.
If I could?
Go on.
Ms. Melinda?
Sure, go ahead.
So, over the last 5 years, and I have lists, here's the grid if anybody wants to look at it. Over the last 5 years,
I'd ask them for that.
We've negotiated union contracts, starting in the mid-90s, going to 15%, all but elected officials and the non-union management. Then, about 5 years ago, we started negotiating again with the four major unions and asking them to go to 20%. We have a healthcare crisis in this country, and we're asking I think, 1,150 people in the county from here forward, new hires, to pay 20% towards their health care. The only people that don't, non-union management and elected officials. As we ask our first responders that get hired over the last couple of years and are responding to domestics at 2 o'clock in the morning, the men and women that are plowing our roads at 3 o'clock in the morning, the DSS workers in the front lines working with troubled youth, we've asked all them to go to 20% because of this health care crisis. But we ourselves, on the top floor, we don't. We stay at 10%. That seems wrong to me. Laura can tell you over in New Paltz where she works, they did this across the board with no fanfare. Nobody was upset about it. They all agreed this was the right thing to do. And they did it retroactively where everybody went, even the people that were there. I have a packet full of every position in the county, every position. Not one of these people, except for 20 people on the elected official sheet, will be affected by this legislation. This is all going forward from here on out. It's hard for me to believe. Saugerties did it. No fanfare. 20%. It's hard for me. If I was in negotiating with these unions, the first thing I'd tell them is I'm not going to ask you to your new hires that are putting their lives on the line to do something I'm myself not going to do. And I think if the executive came to us and said that, I think we all would have said, yeah, now I'm putting up the legislation, and all of a sudden it's funny. But it just makes perfect sense to me. I don't know how we don't do it. And I don't even know how we have a discussion about it.
Well, let me just say a couple of things.
Can I just ask one question? It's nothing's funny, but I just wonder why at the 11th and a half hour, if you've had this resolution for a couple of weeks, this is the first time I've seen this or heard of any of this.
I think it was in the packet.
Why,
do you want me to call you personally, Jim?
Let's not get personal here.
Don't hold my breath.
Jim,
Hold on. Can I answer that?
I'd love to answer it.
Okay, just answer it, the question.
Jim, you sat in economic development and told me you knew nothing about a PSA bill and then went on to say that you actually knew so much about it that you sat down with the executive and went through it line by line about what he would be willing to take his name off of.
No, I didn't say I sat down with him.
So in one breath, you try to take the legs out from under my bill, and the next breath, you admit that you knew a lot more about it than you admitted. I don't think you're going to be looking to do this kind of thing. I don't think it's in your wheelhouse. I think you're part of the establishment. That's why you're not getting calls from me. Everyone else at this table has gotten a call from me about this.
I haven't.
The people that I plan on getting a vote from and getting a true committee have.
Okay.
Rich, I'm not holding my breath on your vote either. Let's just be honest.
Well, you know, if you never call. All right, so let's not even say that, okay? In regard to this, right?
Yeah.
Personally, I know how much time I personally put into this job. All right? And it's a lot of time, believe me.
Your constituents could hear this argument.
Please, Joe, if you're not going to act in accordance to the way we're going to act at this table, you're not going to ask you to leave. Okay? No more side comments. This is not a circus. Okay?
No, I'm well aware.
All right? Well, don't make it. Don't make it be. Okay?
It's a fine oil machine.
Okay? I have the floor.
We do have to preserve the quorum. We're not going to get that this time. Right? That's... You know, there's a long tradition of the chairman having control of the committee and recognizing people before they speak, and I'm just going to remind all the members of that tradition, if not the rule.
And I gave you a chance to speak. Now you let me speak. All right? But I interrupted me. All right? I know from other fellow members of the legislative body have worked extremely hard. All right? We're the lowest paid legislators in the Hudson Valley. Okay? And by a lot, not just a couple dollars. All right? As far as I'm concerned, I'll donate all my money back to the county if you do it and everybody else does.
I'll do it if you do it.
Well, everybody does it, all right? Okay. That's not the point. The point is, you have a job to do here, okay?
Yep.
All right? And the point is that you want quality people to come in, step up, and run for this position, okay? No one's going to come unless they're going to get compensated some way. I'm not saying to get rich, but they have to have their due time here. Joe, I don't know how many hours a week that you put in, but I know how many hours I put in. And believe me, that's not a question mark here regarding that. The point of all the management people, you're talking about management that have a problem because they're not getting compensated regarding compression of the other employees behind them, CSEA. They don't want to move. A lot of them don't want to go to management because they have different benefits and they're not protected in any way. So, you know, there again, you know, if you have information, I would wish that you would come and give everybody information before you present it. Because maybe somebody can add something to your ideas or anybody else's ideas. Tracy.
A couple things. So can I make the suggestion that we circulate the information that Joe has to the entire committee And we continue the discussion, but hold the vote until next week so that everyone has a chance to look at the information and consider it in terms of considering the resolution. Just in adding my opinion, I think there's a real power and argument, just separating them out for a second, to be made beyond the idea, with the idea of leading by example in terms of elected officials. Contributing the same that rank and file, new rank and file, have to contribute. And while I appreciate, and I very much know what you're saying in terms of how we compare, we the legislators compare to the rest of the Hudson Valley, I venture, it's probably fair to say that none of us does it for the money. Everybody puts in a different amount of time, but it's not for the money. So I'm happy to lead by example and move to the 20% for the elected officials. I want to look at the documentation and have a discussion about the compression issue. When you're talking about applying it only to new hires, I think that what we have to recognize is then those new hires might be at a slightly higher or potentially even more than slightly higher pay scale, just in order to attract the same amount of talent to offset this, and that's something we need to debate, we need to discuss. So I just think the best thing is to circulate the information and not to vote today. Let everyone take the information in, and next week, if we're prepared to move on it, let's move on it next week and gather whatever information, whatever feedback we need to get.
I would just say that the arguments that Legislator Joe Maloney makes encourage me to say we're going the wrong direction with this bill. I think that if we have a budget that can provide for 10% from everyone, that that's where we should be headed, and that's what we should be encouraging in the towns, not moving towards accepting this as the new status quo. I think that we do a service to everybody that we provide healthcare coverage with, and I think that 10% is a very good place to be. If we're heading at all, we should head towards lower, not towards higher for anybody.
Ken?
Thanks. Two things I'll say. Like Tracy said, and I said this, in the newspaper, I think that we should lead by example. I don't think that it's outrageous to bump it up to 20% for ourselves. One thing I'll say about that is I think that we should consider the effective date. I think that each elected office in the county runs for a position, understanding the compensation when, what the compensation is going to be when you're elected. Right now, we all have different dates of the next time that there's an election. I think that if we're going to do it for elected officials to 20%, it should be starting with the next term for that particular office. So the county executive would start in 2020. The legislature would start in 2020, the comptroller in 2022, the clerk in 2022, and the DA in 2020 as well. And the sheriff in 2019. How that works out. And the second thing with the new management employees, the thing I struggle with most are professionals, being, your attorneys, your accountants, the types of professions that the private sector pays more than the public sector. You can make more money as a lawyer in the private sector. You can make more money as an accountant in the private sector. And one of the things that draws those professionals to the public sector are the benefits. And if we start reducing the benefits, are we going to have more problems retaining ADAs? Are we going to have more problems retaining DSS lawyers? Are we going to have more problems, retaining public defenders or assistant county attorneys, people who might not be able to have a private practice outside of the county if we start reducing benefits. So that's something I struggle with back and forth in my own mind.
Lynn?
I agree. As an elected official, I'm willing to go to 20%. We're out there negotiating with the various unions, 20%. I understand the issue with the professional staff, and we could even make that, since it is being everyone currently in the position is grandfathered at the 10%, and it's only new hires at the 20%, we could make that subject to a compensation study, which I believe any good government would do every year anyway, so that they're not getting behind on balancing benefits packages, which is total compensation. So I as an elected official take the money from me right now, because it's just not fair for us to be paying less than what every other person we're negotiating with in a union is. So
I'm at. In terms of managers, we do have compression issues throughout the county. There's one right in the comptroller's office. She supervises two employees that are senior auditors. They make more than her. Probation.
Three employees that make more than me.
Sorry. Well, no, but I'm going to base.
Two senior auditors and one auditor.
So maybe we should have a compensation study.
But I think it needs to be here if they give her a raise. No, but I think it needs to be done throughout in terms of managers. Because over the last 11 years, and like I said, CSEA, unions should get whatever they get. They've received raises for 9 of the 11 years. Management has taken 5 zeros in those 11 years. This has caused compression issues throughout the county. It exists at probation, the sheriff's department, county attorney's office, personnel. It's throughout the county. So if you do review the benefit package for managers, I think you should review all salaries of managers.
Joe?
Laura hasn't.
No, you got it, Mac. You were here with
before. I thought you'd go first. I just wonder if this conversation would go down the same way it would if we had the 1,400 county employees, and maybe even add in, if we were in an auditorium with a bunch of our constituents and our county employees here, that we're... No, here we are up here on the sixth floor with the political class that I like to talk about, the establishment, arguing, coming up with all these reasons the same way we do. That's why we have slush funds in Congress to pay off sexual harassment charges, because we justify these things. Oh, we can't find good people. How are we going to find good people? If we contribute as much as them, everyone under us, what is the world going to come to? It's a sobering experience being amongst it and in it, in that bubble that people just don't see. Laura, did you have anything to say?
Who's
the chairman, Joe?
No, you could call. I was saying I was done, and I know Laura was next. You can go ahead and call on her, Rich.
You didn't know she was next. Maybe Lynn was next. I mean, she had her hand up. But Laura, you go, since you haven't talked.
Okay, just to add on to everything that was said, I mean, you know, as an elected official, I went in eyes open, and it wasn't for the salary. And 10 years ago, when we were trying to cut back on the budget, there were two legislators, Frank Dart and I, who voted to reduce our salaries, and we almost got thrown out the sixth floor window. So, you know, and as a department head, where I am one of the lowest paid department heads, and my employees all make more money than I do. And, you know, yet when things come to a head, I'm the one that gets the phone calls. I get called out at 2:30 in the morning. So, you know, I'm kind of the mindset, you know, maybe being raised by, or at least being involved with depression grandparents. You know, somebody else will take the job if you don't want it. And I'm very happy where I am. I'm happy to have those benefits. You know, and if I wasn't, then I would be out looking for something else. But I do think, especially in these financial times, especially since health benefits are going up incrementally as much as they are, that it is only fair that coming in we should, you know, consider that 20%.
Lynn?
My question is, when was the last time any kind of analysis was done? I mean, we hear about these
of
things.
Managers? 2001.
Well, so that's got to be an issue. But I still go back to the point that we can afford to do the 20%. If we're asking our employees to do it, why can't, you know, we should be able to do it. And if we are concerned about going forward, I just reiterate, we should do a study on that then. But I think that even management, non-union management, it should be subject to the same.
Aware, it's not 1,400 union employees that are paying 20%.
No, we're talking about new hires.
New hires.
Yeah. No one gets affected by this.
You keep throwing the number around 1,400. I just heard you say that. It's not 1,400 employees.
Eventually, nobody works forever. Plenty are at 20%. I think most are probably a 15%.
And then you have,
when you look at the grid,
it's a third, a third, a third.
And if the issue is salary, that's a separate discussion. We're talking about a healthcare crisis and everybody contributing, except for the top 1% of the county.
Tracy?
So, because it's going forward, as written, the only people that would affect right now are the elected officials.
I don't even think it's 20, less than 20 people.
New hires,
are the only
but,
people
right,
affected by this legislation.
Yeah.
I think if you have something there, I think it should have been brought up, should have been open discussion to everybody involved. You just don't come in and throw something on the table and say, I want to do this, Joe. I mean, I'm a wide open guy to open, have be transparent, to show everybody what we're doing, why we're doing it, instead of just throwing the surprises and say, hey, this is what we're doing. First of all, I didn't call on you, okay? Second of all, you said you called up people. I resent the fact that you didn't call. You said you called everybody up. You didn't call me up. So don't put facts in people's mouths unless you actually call somebody up.
Okay.
All right? Go on.
These are the four votes that are going to get this through. We'll talk about it over the next week. I'll call you up. Then we'll be sitting in here and you won't vote for it. I needed four votes. Hold on. Me and you can have a discussion after this meeting.
How do you know how I'm going to vote? You know what I'm doing?
On a lot of stuff. Yeah,
you know what I'm doing?
I pretty much do. You got a pretty hardcore record. And
very hardcore. I'm probably the most conservative people sitting out in the legislative body.
Haven't seen it.
Well, open your eyes.
So point of decorum. Personal exchanges, not pursuant to the rules. If you want to speak on the matter on the table,
can we call the vote?
Please do that. All right. I have a legal comment on the measure.
What's the legal comment?
Right. My understanding is, as it's written currently, it has the effective date being effective immediately, right, as to elected officials?
January, that's the non-management.
I'm not just talking about the elected officials piece.
I thought that was January.
It could be, if that's
January
some kind
1st,
of
2019.
Yeah.
The one I read said effective.
It says resolved effective January 1st, 2019. Ulster County legislators and all other elected officials shall contribute 20% of the premium.
All right, so if that's been changed, then that's not an issue. As long as it's not going into effect during this benefit year, because you've already published your benefit package.
But the non-management does go in effect immediately.
Right, and that's got to be changed. I don't have it in front of me. Somewhere in that resolution, I read something that made it effective immediately.
It's the management.
It's the last resolved.
Okay, so fair enough. So I was probably the wrong class of employee. Mm-hmm. But the point is that we've already published a benefit manual for this year.
Fair enough.
So unless you want to republish the manual,
No.
That's even permitted, you'd have to make it synchronized to make it January 1st.
It doesn't distinguish new hire. That's your issue. You need to distinguish that in the resolve.
Yeah, that'll be
well,
done.
You'd have to put the date. You mean change the date,
but also put new hire, because that's what you conveyed.
It does say new hire.
And if it does?
You've got to change the date, and you have to define what new hire is.
Okay.
Well,
so if you do that, that's for that, I think, addresses what Nick's comment is.
Thanks.
Nick, one other question.
Can you confer with him before
During this, it's not the cycle, it's the benefits year. So Ulster County, as an employer, publishes a benefit manual. It's a summary plan description, and that contains the benefit rates for all classes of employees. So if you want to change it midstream, you're going to have to republish that manual and maybe make some other changes in personnel, which I don't think you're intending to do.
No.
So I think what you want to do is make it synchronized so that it's effective for everybody
January
1st of 2019. So when you publish your new manual, your new rates will be in there. What Ken suggested was a different suggestion altogether, which was more of a policy issue, saying make it effective as to their new term of office. But if you don't want to go that far, the minimum thing you need to do is adjust it to January 1st.
Tracy?
Can I ask for a clarification? What do you mean about, Kyle, about having to clarify what a new hire is? Mm.
So is a new hire someone hired immediately after the effective legislation? Is it someone who was hired during the year 2018? There are various interpretations as to what a new hire can mean. So I think you'd want to clarify, new hires mean people that were hired after X date.
Did not previously work for the county before.
In that capacity.
Yep, correct.
Or should it be their start date?
Well, somebody could be,
go on.
Somebody could be promoted from a CSEA position to a management position. That would be a new hired employee as a manager.
Yeah.
If that's what you intend.
It could be.
Not how we treat it.
They carry their benefits and everything.
You'd have to change that.
Yeah.
If that's what you want to do, you should change the resolution.
Anyway, the point is you have to clarify that. You have to figure out who you want it to apply.
The effective date of the resolution.
Yeah.
On and after the effective date of the resolution, which would be January 1st, 2019.
Okay. And as mentioned before, does it include people who've worked in a different position but got switched to another position within the county? Are they going to be considered a new hire? So I just think you might want to flesh that out, because otherwise you're going to run into issues. And obviously have it conform with however we define it now, too.
So what's the pleasure? They're not including the resolution, but it caused some conflict in the resolution. Want to hold off until next week regarding this?
Can we move to hold it for 1 week? And can you circulate the... to the whole committee,
impacted employees
and that matrix.
Yeah. Yeah. If you give it to Amber, she can scan
sure.
it, unless you already have
yeah,
it
maybe
electronically,
she can, yeah,
but she
great.
Can scan it and then email it to everybody.
Okay, so I'll make a motion to hold for a week.
Yep, second.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. 79, approving the execution of a contract in excess of $50,000, Assembly Woodstock. Move. Second?
I'll second.
All in favor say aye.
I have a question.
Go on.
Actually, I don't know if, and I can probably follow up with Ken later, but it just, there was a mention of measuring success in this program, the decreased involvement in family court, et cetera, in the schedule. Like, how do we have, do they report back with a measure of success?
This is 180 program, is that what this is?
Alternative to juvenile detention?
Yeah, this is the 180 program. This is a great restorative program that we do. In fact, it was very active with the between the Department of Probation and family. They,
mm-hmm.
they adjust, you know, adjust the program throughout the year to make sure that we're meeting all the targets. I got to give you data. I don't have data.
Yeah, I would love to. I'd love to talk to you about it eventually.
Yeah.
Or
actually,
okay.
when
is it Bob?
When you meet with Nancy Schmidt next week.
Okay.
Yeah, the perfect person to add.
Okay, great. Yeah, I thought it was interesting because they were very specific about the measures of success, but I'm curious. I don't know where that gets reported. I'm okay to move it.
All right, move. Second.
Second.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Resolution 80, approving the execution of a contract that costs excess of $50,000 at the Butte County Motorola Solutions. Emergency management, move.
So moved.
Second.
I'll second.
Anyone have any questions or concerns between 87?
I can follow up on my question.
Did you vote on 80?
Mm. Yeah, let's just keep going.
We did? Sorry. All in favor say aye.
Aye. That was 80.
80. 81 to 87, anyone? Trace, any questions? Which one?
I do have a question on 82, and I have a bunch of questions. Let's just go through.
Okay, 81. Approving contract by Safeco Alarm, Department of Public Works. Move.
So moved.
Second.
I'll second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
82, approving the contract of excess of 50, Barone Construction, Public Works.
Yeah, this one,
yes.
I have a question on.
Well, let's move it.
Oh,
first.
I'll
somebody
move it.
Move it. Second.
Second.
All in favor. Oh, I'm sorry. Tracy?
So it's just a small question. It's not going to hold it up for me, but I noted that we checked that for the final source of mediation dispute, that we were choosing litigation in the contract. Is that standard? Do we typically prefer litigation to arbitration as the final source of mediation dispute? That's normal.
82.
All contracts typically include no arbitration clauses.
Okay, but this one had arbitration up to a certain point, and then final disposition, it said litigation.
I'm not familiar with this contract.
Okay.
All right. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
83, approving the excess of $50,000, Peckham Road, Department of Public Works. Move.
Oh, I'll move it.
Second.
I'll second.
Tracy.
Okay, so I have similar questions for this and 84 and 85. So we're approving at a at a rate, do we have an estimate of what it's going to be this year, and do we know what we spent last year? Because the way the contract's written, it could be, we could be approving $1 billion or $1,000. I mean, it's like I don't know what the ballpark is. Where, what, you know, do we spend this roughly the same thing every year? Do we know what we're expecting to spend this year?
All depends on how many potholes.
And there's a lot, but I'm just saying.
I mean, that's going to determine the total of in terms of.
I know it's just an estimate, but I feel like as a legislator, I'd like to have a sense of what we previously did and what.
I mean, no problem.
Yeah, because when you just tell me price per foot.
No, because I knew the rate thing.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, they don't know how much they're going to do.
And maybe knowing what we did last year over the last couple years, it'll give me a sense.
I'll give you the last 5 years. That's
okay,
not a problem.
Wow, that's awesome. Thank you.
Well, don't they usually put into their budget what they're going to be?
Well, yeah, I mean, they do have a budget. There's also a capital project, too, associated with that. And chips. And there's
When I was going through the public works pieces, particularly, I was going through it with the capital projects. Mm-hmm. Which is problematic. The recent copy I just got, the index doesn't match the pagination of where all the things are. I was having a difficult time matching and footing just to make sure that I was kind of tracking what work was being done under what. And so I'm wondering if we can just take a look at it.
Yep.
If it can get updated, if I can get an updated copy, that'd be great. Thank you.
Keep in mind that's just the
It's
program.
A moving target. I do know that. I do know
that all have been approved. So
all right, any other questions? If not, roll call. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
84, approving the execution of the contract S-50 entered by Peckham.
So moved.
Second. Questions? Not all in favor say aye.
Aye.
85, approving the execution of a contract with S-50 entered by the county, Calarusso and Sons. Moved. Second?
Second.
Questions? Roll call. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
86, approving the contract of S-50 entered by the county, Callahan Industries. Moved.
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
87, approving the execution of a contract in S-50 entered by the county, Lime Energy. Moved.
I'll move it.
Second?
Second. I just want to point out this is really exciting. It's a substantial grant, and it's a great project, and it's going to save the county a ton of money.
Mm. Any other discussion? If not, roll call. All in favor say aye. Resolution 90, approving the execution of a contract amending the aggregate amendment to be in excess of 50 entered by the county, DC3, Inc., Department of Information Services.
So moved.
Second?
Second.
Tracy?
So I was looking at these hosting fees based on the information we were provided. The initial contract was in 13, and the hosting fees were $3,388, and in 5 years they went up 59% to $5,388. How are these increases in rates being determined? I mean, that seems like a pretty substantial increase.
We did have to migrate to a bigger server.
Okay.
We just did that this year. I can get you more information on this.
Yeah. Can we hold this one just to get a little more information on it?
You're just looking what the increase was for?
Yeah, I want to understand how it was negotiated. Because that's, I mean, when you look at it as a single number, it's not so shocking. Okay. But when you look at it against where it was 5 years ago, okay. it's a pretty, right. 59% increase over 5 years is a pretty substantial increase.
Laura?
I also had a question about the optional additional services. Is that something that's determined once they put forward a change order, and since we've approved it, in-house?
Yeah.
Okay. Generally, that would be for if you got hacked and they needed where a server went down and they have to provide.
Let's put it this way: because we're on a dedicated line, so you know that could be the increase in the cost too. I'd have to look at the optional services. Mm-hmm. Again, it's an IT thing, but I can get answers.
So we're going to hold this one then?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'll get the answers.
Yeah, just for a week. That would be great. Thank you,
Bert.
Motion to postpone.
Hold.
Yes, I'll make that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
191, establishing policy prohibit the same entity from performing both Ulster County annual financial audit and annual budget analysis. Moved.
I'll move.
Tracy,
it.
Second.
Second.
Discussion.
I can speak all to it.
All in favor
it
say
aye. We don't need to.
I think it's unanimous.
Yeah.
I think it's unanimous.
Really?
Yeah.
Whoa. Okay.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Wear them down, Chris.
Why?
Quick, she was all around.
92, authorize the chairman of Ulster County Legislative Advisory Contract with United States Department of Justice to accept grants for overtime reimbursement, Sheriff's Office. Move.
So moved.
Second. All in favor, say aye.
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 93, approving the budget, appropriating unexpended funds from the New York State Division of Homeland Security for Emergency Services, Homeland Security, Ulster County Sheriff's Office. Move. Second.
Second.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Appropriating funds from self-insurance, Resolution 94 for the replacement of Sheriff's Office license plate reader trailer, amending 2018 Ulster County budget, Ulster County Sheriff. Move.
Move.
Second. Have a second first?
Oh, I'll second it for discussion.
All right, Tracy?
So I have a question, and I apologize that it's late, but I worked on this over the weekend. In what circumstances do we use this license plate reader, and how is the information stored, and how long do we keep the information that we get off these license plate readers?
That's all through the retention policy of the county. So okay. That how long we store, and I'd have to look specifically at those records, but the county does have a retention policy that we follow. This is our radar trailer, so it sits out, and we move it around to different parts of the county, and, you know, if there's a speed problem somewhere, we use it as a data collection tool if there's specific areas that people are complaining about.
Complaining about to what, and what do you mean? In terms of speed?
Speeding, and we use it mostly as that.
Okay.
But it does record, there's no ifs, ands, and buts, it does record license plates on it too, but it is, Ulster, they just got one, so we did do stuff there, and many other towns in fall, and then we can supply the supervisor a report, or for our patrol, say, hey, there's a speed problem between this hour and this hour, that we can focus our patrols on that. We can also do a volume of traffic and time frame so we can give people a better understanding of what time and how many cars per day are going by. So that's mostly what it's used.
Okay. I would maybe later I could get a copy of the retention policy.
It's a state policy. All the retention guidelines are set by the state.
It's the same.
Minimum like 7 up to 11, 15.
There's some even longer.
Okay, so and that's the problem. I mean, that's kind of where I circle around on the issue on this. Just reading about license plate readers got me doing a little research, and even the FBI raised concern about these license plate readers capturing more information and potentially being an invasion of privacy in terms of retaining information on innocent people, and suggested that there be policies in place for purging information. So I realize we're a little off subject since we're talking about replacing something that was damaged, but I do want to make sure that we have that conversation and at least know where we stand on the issue. And if it's guided by the state, that's one thing, but I want to have that confirmed.
Retaining records are, it's done through the state program.
Okay, but gathering information from license plate readers, I don't know if it's going to be the same. So I'm going to want to follow up on that later, but for the purposes of this resolution, because we're keeping records on innocent people's whereabouts for 7 or 11 years. That's, in my opinion, that's definitely an invasion of privacy and far exceeds certain constitutional rights afforded people. So, and I can provide information with the ACLU, et cetera. But, okay, we're going to deal with that another time.
Did we vote on it?
No, yeah. We didn't vote.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All right, Resolution 95, authorize the chairman to enter an agreement with New York State Energy Research and Development Authority, Clean Energy.
Move.
Move it, Trace.
Yeah.
Second.
Yeah, I love this one. Again, great.
We got a second?
I did. I seconded.
I'm sorry. Yep. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
97, setting a public hearing, Local Law 8, amending Local Law 6, improvement, strengthening the Stability Energy Loan Program, to be held Tuesday, April 10th. Moved.
I'll move it.
Second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Resolution 99, authorize the chairman of the Ulster County Legislature to execute an agreement with New York State Office of Children and Family Service to accept the grant for the city and family safety program amending 2018 budget. Moved.
I'll move it.
Second. All in favor say aye.
I have a question. Is this a new program or is this an ongoing?
Family and Children's Advocacy.
Oh, okay. The center. Okay, great.
All right. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Resolution 102, authorize the chairman to accept the mini grant from New York State Parenting Education Partnership for Celebrating Families Program amending 2018 budget. Moved.
Did we skip 100?
I think we did.
No, 102 first. We'll go back to 100.
Moved.
Second.
I'll second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Resolution 100, authorize the chairman of Ulster County Legislature to execute an agreement with New York State Department of Health Bureau Immunization. Moved.
So moved.
Second.
Second.
All in favor say aye. Resolution 103, amending 2018 budget to accept increased funding for New York State Office of Mental Health for a minimum wage and workforce cost of living adjustment.
I'll move it.
Second.
Second.
Questions? If not, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Resolution 108, supporting a grant application to the Federal Transit Administration to apply, accept, and administer funding for the bus replacement and authorizing the Ulster County Executive to execute any required application or agreement to accept funding. Moved.
So moved.
Second.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Resolution 109, approving the memorandum of agreement between Ulster County and the Ulster County Civil Service Employees Association for the years
17, 18, 19. So moved.
Second.
Second.
Questions? Art, just quickly, what's the increase each year?
32.
I'm sorry.
That's a lot.
I'll ask Art, he can tell me.
I'll sit here away.
It's 2% a year, and the first year it's roughly 900,000, then it breaks to 1.5 million, and the balance is 2019.
And how many employees does it affect?
It's roughly 900.
All right, any other questions? If not, roll call. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Resolution 110, authorize the chairman of Ulster County Legislature to accept a grant application with required assurances for Medicare improvements for patients providers. Act. Second.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Resolution 111, amending resolution 547 that established capital project 489 SUNY Ulster DeWitt Library roof replacements. Change the scope of such a capital project to include roof assessments and design services for various buildings. Roof?
Can I ask I'll move it.
Move it. Second.
Second.
What's the question?
I was just going to ask what the timeline is on this. When do we think it's going out to bid?
I don't know the exact timeline because I know we're working with SUNY in terms of the state to do the studies on the other roofs. Okay. I don't know in terms of when they're going to complete.
And so
that.
How are the estimates arrived at, both for this and the next?
Well, this like is the money we had in the project, and we know it's not going to be.
And we know it's not going
to
be more.
Right,
okay.
So we're going to use that to offset the other kind of estimates.
Tracy, if I could add, last month you approved an agreement with the State Dormitory Authority. They're helping us with our capital work at the college. And through those walkthroughs and those assessments, the decision was made collectively that we should rescope this and do a broader look at the roofs. So that was then collectively with the State Dormitory Authority.
And then we'll have more specific numbers once we go. Okay.
It's probably do another project for the other roofs.
Because
this is just for the DeWitt roof.
Well, and this isn't even going to fix it. This is just.
Well, the one is the
it
roof.
Is.
The other ones are for studies of the other roofs on the other buildings.
$50,000 to do this.
Right. Any other questions? If not, roll call. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
112, establishing capital project 524, SUNY Ulster, Bureau's renovation, amending 2018 capital budget. Move.
I'll move it.
Second.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Resolution 114, establish capital project 520, highway safety program, Department of Public Works. Move.
I'll move it.
A second, please.
Second.
Tracy.
Okay, so This is the flashing signs that give the feedback in terms of the speed. Is that right?
That's part of it. Yes.
That's part of it. So what's can you talk about the other part? Somebody talk
it's
about.
Modernizing a lot of our traffic safety signs. The term is a retro reflectivity.
Right.
That we're basically implementing the best technology in the signage as we do roads.
But what's this road overlay part of it? This $149,000 because it speaks to signage, and then $149,000 of the budget is road overlay.
There's some shoulders. Just some shoulder,
shoulder work.
Safety
is,
shoulder
in work. This. Oh, safety shoulder work.
Yeah.
Okay, great. Thank you.
All right, any other questions? If not, roll call. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Resolution 116, establishing capital project 521, asphalt overlay of various roads, Department of Public Works. Move.
Move it.
Second?
A second.
Questions? Roll call. No questions? Who? All in favor, say aye. Resolution 118, established capital project numbers 522, 523, 2018 DPW bridge program, highways and bridges. Move.
I'll move it.
Second.
I'll second it,
Mr.
Rochester.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All right.
121.
Authorizing conveyance of county-owned property to original owners, Department of Finance. Move.
I'll move it.
Second.
Yeah, I love it.
Second.
Any questions? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
New businesses, you have the reports, the various reports. The county controller has a report or a memorandum here. Everybody have a copy, Elliot?
I did too, to give them to Jim.
All right, Jim, you have to get a copy. Everybody has, he'll talk about this next week. We're beyond our time. I mentioned that earlier. He wanted to speak. Unfortunately, we don't have time tonight, Elliot. All right?
So it's hold off till next month.
Yeah. Old business? No old business. Motion to adjourn. Sorry to keep you too late. We have a public hearing in the other room.
Right?
All in favor to adjourn, say aye.
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 604. Good.